I see this, but I thought it's a quick sukkah. It's not as quick as I thought. Let's try to touch on a few nekudas. Texas Beit Na Da'ad Bei Nafik Bei. Gemara said that when you pick up the lulav, the moment you pick it up, you really yaitzer. Texas is the kasha. In Tainak, even in Nafik, I have yivarach, I like sarach levarach, I have a lasi yasam. By Marie, I forgot the Nafik, I cut the Isaac the mitzvah. Shetzarech l'naneya kriya tahara. It's still considered Isaac the mitzvah because it's necessary to do ninuim b'shat halal. So this is a problem that many of you have asked me this morning. Now why is this person talking about? What does nanuim have to do with the mitzvah? It's a nice thing to do nanuim, and maybe it does big things up the Kabbalah, but what does that have to do? How does that answer the question? What does it have to do with the mitzvah? The Taisa's sheet that appears is that when you take a lulav, now this is for sure, if you take a lulav in the morning and you're going to take a lulav again in the evening, in the afternoon, you're not mekayem a mitzvah the second time you take a lulav. It's a mitzvah to take a lulav. You take a lulav once in the morning does it. That's the end of the mitzvah. However, let's say you take a lulav and you hold it for 30 minutes. It's one netilah for 30 minutes. So now you declare, is the key mitzvah in the first minute, and then the other 29 minutes are nothing? Or we could look at it that when you pick up the lulav, that whole 30 minutes is a hemshach of it all one netilah. I'm taking the lulav for a span of 30 minutes. Taisus here holds that holding the lulav for 30, as long as you're still one netilah, that whole hemshach is the kiyum of the mitzvah. The whole time you're holding it, it's a hemshach of the kiyum of the mitzvah. Once you put it down, picking it up again, everybody holds it's not a mitzvah. It's not the power. The issue is only called to mind that you're still holding it in your hand. Whether that's a hemshach of the mitzvah. There are two minhagim in Klal Yisrael about taking a lulav. There are some people who take the lulav early in the morning. They go to the sukkah and they take it right by Netzach Hama. That's one minute. That's the minute of Rizal. And there's a second minute, which is to take it right before Hallel, which was always the Lifshim minute, was to take it right before Hallel, because Tadir, the Einei Tadir, Tadir Kaidim, so the Davim first, take the rule of second. You've got two minhagim, whichever minute a person has, so a person keeps it to his minute. Mm-hmm.
But it comes out to always a reason in the mitzvah of the house.
The Brisker Rav said that, obviously Brisker Rav is explaining his minute, which is to take it right before Hallel, but the mind in that minute is that as long as you keep on holding the lulav of an esrig, then the nuim and Hallel are part of the mitzvah of taking the esrig, the lulav of an esrig. Calls the man that you're holding it. It's the Maitah Mitzvah Netilas Lulav. So you keep on holding it and straight through until the Nanuim of Hallel. It's one Hemshach, it's one Mitzvah. And that's what this the is talking about. Obviously, according to, if you do that, like Arizal, you take it in your house in the morning, and then you put it down, you walk to Shul, and you pick it up again for Hallel, it's true that there's a minute to shake lulav by halal, and you're kind of a minute. But it's not the mitzvah of netilas lulav anymore. The mitzvah of netilas lulav is over. You did that in the morning, and you did that noon then, and it's finished. So hayayit that the Re refers to mitzvah l'naneya, the kriya tahalal, it appears that the Re's minig was to take it right before halal, or to take it in the morning and hold it straight through. It's just not shayach, he's not supposed to hold the lulav in esrei b'shem esrei. So it appears the reason minig was to take it right before Hallel. Might be the minig that this is the Zikr Smashi. He goes through this, the two minhagim. Explains that there are two different minhagim. But it's in one of the early Italian, the first Zikr Smashi. He's mad, but that's the chilek between the two minhagim. But I'll go upon him. This Hezber in the Tilas Lulav is based on Taisus. Taisus apparently holds that the Kol Zaman you're holding it is the continuousness. All right, we have to go to the Rush now, if you don't mind, stay to the Rush. The Rush has a big arichus. There's one piece of the Rush that I want to doctor see inside. And that's the piece where he talks about, Hefzik in Bedika. But you're allowed to talk during the Bedika. It's one of the, I don't know, your house, like in my house, it's one of the hardest things. You make a bracha on Bedika, and nobody should talk. It's 10. Some people just walk around and get the 10 pieces of bread and they're finished. But if you do a proper bedika, it takes a while. What? If it's also to be mastic or not? Oh, it's Hebrew, it's two sheaths. The Rush itself says it's true. And we talk about the Rush. Let's see, it starts in the Yeshayimim, in the second column of the Rush, about a dozen lines down. Towards the end of the line, the Yeshayimim She'ein. It's a bracketed chaf right there. Now you just have to notice the lashon, because if you notice the rush, he's really bringing three sheetahs. Not two, but three sheetahs. And you'll see why it's important. That's the first sheetah. First sheetah is don't talk until you finish bedika. And we have to understand that, but hold on a second. Now second sheetah, v'yesh me'sifin, if you talk about things that have nothing to do with the bedika, if you talk about something that has to do with the bedika, then there's no question, that's not a hefzik. You talk about something else. So the second sheet is very clear. Talking is a hefzik, and if you're mastic, you have to make a brach. The third sheet is the Rosh himself. He says no. To make a hefzik between the bracha and the beginning of the bedika, the rush is made, that's a problem. But acha shehitzko, loy have a sicha hefzik. Once, what? Once you start a bedika, that means you started looking, you looked in your first drawer, you're looking for under the first, under the furniture for the first time. After that, it's not a hefzik, midir ahava yeshiva sukkah. What's he saying? The Rosh Hashita is that there are two demons. Between the bracha and the hafchalat mitzvah, talking is a hefzik. Once you started the mitzvah, before you finish the mitzvah, talking is not a hefzik. Except he says it's nice not to talk anyway. But it's a hefzik. Just like a meal. Between your hamaitzi and your first bite into the bread, talking is a hefzik. Between after you swallowed your first piece of bread and your second, talking is not a hefzik. That's the Rosh Hashita. Is the Rosh the same as the first Yeshayim?
No, the first
is going to be and the Rosh himself also going to have the first one to be invited.
He goes
actually in Maravidika.
He watches something
actually in Maravidika. So the first sheet holds. So the first sheet holds that you are not allowed to talk until the end of the Bedika. If you talk, you make a new bracha? According to the first sheet?
No.
There's something in between. It's also to talk. But if you talk, you don't have to make a new bracha. So we have now three sheetahs in the Rush. The Rush sheetah is talking with no problem. Are we passing like the Rush? The Chila, it's better not to talk. The talking is really not a problem. Then we have the sheetah that holds talking is a total problem. You've got to make a new bracha, the Yesh Mitzitin. And we have this in-between sheetah, which we're going to hopefully come to an understanding. We have to understand what this in-between sheetah is. Then you now be mastik, but you have to make a new bracha. Yes. And therefore, it should be a hefzik till you burn it the next day, you mean? Yeah, the answer is that no, the bracha is on the bedika. We make the bracha goes on the beer also. But since the bedika itself is enough to obligate a bracha, so there's no risk of hefzik after that. So let me explain this, and then we'll explain what you said. The Taz answers the original sheet. From the Rosh says that bedika is just like a meal. Just like you could talk in the middle of a meal, you could talk in the middle of a dikkur. How would you answer the machmirim? How would you answer those who say, no, a meal is different? Everyone knows you can talk in the middle of a meal. In the middle of the meal, you can talk. And it doesn't ruin the hamaytzi. Or sukkah. No sitting in the sukkah, you can be mastic. It doesn't ruin it. A shaykh of bedikah, you can't. You hear what he's saying? Good. That's what the Taz says. Taz says, there's a difference. In a situation where you've already done enough that the bracha is chal on what you did till now, so then you're allowed to be masik. Let's say by sukkah. You make a bracha lesha by sukkah, and you sit down and eat something. Now, if you stop now and you're finished, no problem. If you want, you could stop. You decide to continue. So deciding to continue is not, there's no hefsek. Imagine he came back to Dika. Could you stop after you did your first, you begged at the first room? Could you stop and say, all right, I'm finished? The parent says, no. There, the whole Bedika and the whole house, the brook has to go in everything. It's one long Bedika. You can't stop it now. If you can't stop in the middle, you can't be masik. Mashiach in a suda or a sukkah where you could stop in the middle, there, so you could be masik. It doesn't ruin the bracha. The bracha was gone already. Yeah.
Why is the bracha reading out here? And in any case, because of the theme, because
that's the bracha that's sent here. You have to wait. That's the next piece of the rush. What you're saying? Oh wait, we'll get to it. I want to get the cloud clear.
Like this, you wouldn't be able to talk about the first
Messiah. Oh good. That it would come out. The Taz would say, let's say during the first Kazayah, you make Allah Hilas Masa on the night of the Seder. And you're eating a Kazayah. During that Kazayah, the Taz says it can't be Masa. Because there, if you ate half a Kazayah, the bracha is not Talat, half a Kazayah. You have to eat enough that the bracha should be complete. So when you make hamaytzi, the bracha on hamaytzi is even on a mashu. So if you eat a mashu, you can talk. Allah hilas matzah, that requires the eating of a full kezayis. So until you eat a full kezayis, it's also to talk. Well, let me just organize the thoughts for you, so it should be clear, don't confuse me. What the Taz explains is that there are three levels. Two levels is no machlaikis, and one level is a machlaikis. So what are the three levels? Between the bracha and the beginning of the mitzvah, everybody holds talking is a hefsek. Nobody argues. You make a bracha, you didn't start the dika. You didn't start eating. It's always a hefsek. That's not the power. That's on one extreme. If you made a bracha and you did a complete mitzvah, just you want to do more, like Leshe Basoka. Everyone holds Dibur is not a hefsek. You could talk with Hefzel. Like Leshe Basoka. You made a bracha, you ate the Sukkah, you did a complete mitzvah. Now, you could do the mitzvah, you could do more. Then everyone holds it's not a hefsek. It's hard to say. When is it an issue? The issue is, you made a bracha, you started the mitzvah, but you don't have the option of quitting at this point. You have to finish the Fadika. You started, and you don't have the option of quitting. You're in the middle. So if the Taz, that's the case we're talking about. That's where we have now the Machlaikis. The Rosh holds that at this point, Dibur is not a Hefsek. And the Taz, Kastens like the Yeshayimrim, that Dibur is a Hefsek. So the Machlaikis is in this type of situation, where you're in middle, you started the mitzvah, but you're in the middle of it. You started being Vaidik, but you're in the middle. You started eating the Kazayas, but you're in the middle. You started doing the mitzvah, and you're in the middle of doing the mitzvah. You didn't complete it yet. That's the situation the Torah says where this machlokes applies.
The rush all the rest also?
It would seem, but the way the Torah understands, that the rush would hold, that once you start a mitzvah, it's not a hefsek to get to it. What?
Gemara
Sudra. Gemara Sudra is whenever you decide to finish eating. Eventually.
Right.
You
wash.
Right. Eventually the mitzvah. No. Eventually one mitzvah, and we're all washing needed separately. So one mitzvah, they're not doing each other. It's totally independent.
What's
the Yesh Mitzitzin say more than the Yesh Mitzitzin? The Yesh Mitzitzin say it's also to be masik, and you have to make a new bracha for the Yevon. Yesh Mitzitzin says it's also to be masik, but for the Yevon, you don't make a new bracha. Yes. Rashi and Tosis both agree on that. It's not quite Rashi and Tosis, but I'll explain. Okay, I'll let me explain.
Is never
a hefsek. Thing about other things is not a hefsek. It's always dibur. That's a hefsek. Dibur or shia zman, a long period of time. The question: how long? But a shia of a long period of time. Let's say you have two houses to do bedikah on. No two houses. Dubrika on one house, Dubrika on the other house. You made a bracha on house number one, and now you're going to house number two. Could you be mastic at that point? Huh? Is it one chiyuv on two homes, or is it two chiyuv on two homes? Huh? Is it one mitzvah divided two homes, or two mitzvahs? Your house and your business. The Prichadash says, no, it's like wearing a talif cotton and then putting on a talif garment. So it takes, if you're doing one after the other, you can make one garment. If you're doing it with a hefsik, a halicha, you put on the talif cotton in your house, and then when you get to shul, you put on the talif garment. You do it with a hefsek. So the same thing with bedikas. If you're going from one house to the other house, if there's a hefsek in between, you make a new bracha. It's two separate mitzvahs, like talis kot and talis kot. It appears that there are two ways to look at bedikas. Why did you all assume that it's all one mitzvah? Because you're all assuming that it's a din on the gadol. It's on the person. I have to give it a whole my chatz. So if I own a two-room apartment, I do it with two rooms. If I own a 19-room apartment, I do it with 19 rooms. Right? That's, I think we all assume that it's a mitzvah on the gadra, the dika, the shbisu, bir. It's on the person. You've got to get rid of all the chametz. And I would agree that that's bashkafa rishayna. That's the way to look at it, which would mean one bracha to everything. The Prichadash apparently understands, no. The mitzvah is on the chametz. You have to get rid of every piece of chametz. So you do bedikah. You have to search every room for chametz. Every bit of chametz that you come across is a separate mitzvah of getting rid of that chametz. By extension, every room you check maybe is a separate mitzvah, according to the Prichadash. Every house you check, he compares it to two talisim. So there are really two ways to look at it. What? Oh, so only there's a hefsek. He's right that there's no hefsek, you don't make a new bracha. So if the halicha is a significant hefsek, you make a new bracha. If it's no hefsek, so even two talisim, you don't make a new bracha. If it's all one mitzvah, you're right. But if it's two mitzvahs, then going there is not, it's a hefsek, because they're two separate mitzvahs. If it's all one mitzvah, you're right. Going there is like talking about the bedikah. But if it's two separate mitzvahs, then that's the Prichadash Shita, that they're separate mitzvahs. Talis Gavul, you would only make a bracha if there's a hefsek in the halicha. If there's no hefsek in the halicha, you make one bracha.
But you first make it on the second,
right, that's for a different reason. We in the yeshiva world, the minig is to make one bracha once you get married, only on the talis gavul, not on the talis kavul. That's for different reasons, because there's a question about our talis kavul. If we really could make a bracha, we'd be embarrassed to have it, instead of a beggar. Okay, but so without getting sidetracked, that we're trying to understand something here. What I'm telling you now is, there are two ways to look at Bedika. You can look at Bedika that it's one mitzvah to be Vedic everything. We'd say, no, everything you're Vedic is a mitzvah. If you're Vedic one room, it's a mitzvah. If you're Vedic another room, it's another mitzvah. No, it'll be a nafkamina. What happens if you come home the night of Bedika's Chametz? And you're going to do Bedika in your house. One room in your house is locked. Totally locked. You can't get in. Tomorrow, someone's coming with a key, and tomorrow you'll do Bedika in that room. So you're going to do Bedika in the rest of the house. You make a bracha? You make a bracha that night? When you break all the house except for one room? What do you mean, I'm starting? I'm starting, but not finishing. That's right. Yeah, but I'm going to be mastered before tomorrow. I can't hold myself in for 12 hours. Right? Do I make a block on the Tzvila Kaptik? Is my search a mitzvah? If I search, I have a house of 20 rooms. I search 19 out of 20. Is that a mitzvah? It depends on the machlaikis, the mechaber, and the pechadash. According to the mechaber shita, it's all one big mitzvah. So I can't make a bracha if I'm not going to complete the mitzvah. If I can't the kazayas. I wouldn't make a bracha if I eat half the kazayas of matzah. So if I'm invited 19 rooms out of 20, I can't make a bracha. According to the pechadash, it's not that way. According to the pechadash, every room is a mitzvah. I'm going to search one room, another room, another room. One room I'll be for tomorrow. So tomorrow I'll have a question. Should I make a second bracha tomorrow? But if I have a house and a business, I'm building my house today, and for some reason I can't get to my business till tomorrow. Like the mechaber, I shouldn't make a bracha. According to the pechadash, I can make a bracha. Every bedika of every room is a mitzvah. Yes.
How do you say that?
Bedika is a din d'rabbanan that you're obligated to be biting. Rabbanan said you have to be biting, you have to look for chametz. If you know where it is, you can have as much chametz in your house. But God said, the night of Bedika, you can have a closet full of chametz. But you have to know where it is. You shouldn't have any unknown chametz. You have to search for unknown chametz. That's the tzura of the mitzvah. So it's on the market, it's on the room. Now if you know there's nothing in your house, then you don't mitzvah bedik. To search the room for chametz. You're searching for the coolest, the mitzvah on the market. It's on the place. You have to buy every place. Every place you might go. Do you see that there are two ways to look at bedikas chametz? You can look at bedikas chametz that it's one mitzvah you should be badluk, which is the person should have all his place search for chametz. That's one way of looking at it. There's one way of looking at it, that would be a Vedic, it's a mitzvah.
You're not done.
You're not done, but there's a key of mitzvah on every house that you're Vedic. Okay. The Rush is best understood if you hold that the Rush holds like the Prechadash, that every room is a mitzvah. Let's see. That's the easier way to understand the Shita Sarash. Because then, it's very understandable that it's not a Hefzik. I say every room, I mean even every drawer. It comes out then that the Rush is Maida. You're not allowed to be Mafzik until you did enough that this is a mitzvah. That the Bracha could be Chal on that. So the Rush holds that even if you break one room, you can make a Bracha. So now, the Rush is very good. It's like a meal. Just like a meal. His dinion to a meal is very good. Just like if I eat, I could eat. If I eat one thing, it's enough for the bracha to be chal on. If I'm by just one room, it's enough for it to be chal. So you're shaking your head because you're saying, but here, yeah, I must be by just the rest of that.
Yeah,
it's enough for the, but the bracha could be chal on this, and that's enough. The bracha could be chal on this one room, so it's just like a meal. The block is called on this part of the meal, and it's enough. Let me just finish. The Taz holds, which is the Yesh Oimrin, they hold no. It's one mitzvah in the whole house. If it's one mitzvah in the whole house, you can't compare it to a Suda. Because the Suda, you could stop wherever you want, the bracha was chal. A Bedika, you can't stop wherever you want, and the bracha was chal. Now, this explanation of this machlokes between the Rosh and the Taz, I'm calling it the Taz, because the other one is called the Yeshayimim, between the Rosh and the Yeshayimim, is a machlokes in Hilchos Brachos or a machlokes in Hilchos Chametz. Comes out the way I'm explaining it to you. In Hilchos Brachos, everyone agrees. If you talk before you complete the mitzvah, even if you started it, it's a hefsek. Everyone agrees. The machlokes is only by chametz. You apply it one room or one drawer. Is that enough for the bracha to be challah or not? The shita of the Rosh is it's enough for it to be challah, like the Pichadesh. And the shita of the Taz and the Yeshayimim is that it's not enough for it to be challah. But everyone would agree in the inyan itself of brachas that you have to complete the mitzvah or else it's a hesed. Okay, let's say, where else do you have in the other case would be some of the Miller chewing the kazayis, the matzah. He swallowed half the kazayis. The same now is everyone will agree Diba is a hesek. Doesn't forgive it. The rules of hesek are given. If you did not do enough for the bracha to be chal on, it's a hesek. Period. Let's say someone makes a bracha on the Tilas Lulis. He picked up the Lulis and the Adasim and the Aravis. He didn't pick up the Esek yet. And he's masik. Is that a hesek? It'll come out yet. Why? Because he didn't do enough for the bracha to be chal on. He only picked up the lulav and the hadas and the alavis. And he's mastic. The bracha wasn't completed on anything. So it's a hefsek. It's only if you did enough for the bracha that it should be chal on what you did, that there'll be no it's a hefsek. Follow? The guideline that comes out from the Taz is very clear, and the Rosh will agree, because he compares it to Suda, that the basic guideline is, if you did enough of the bracha to be chal on, not a hefsek, there's no problem, not a bracha l'batol, and if not, then it's a problem of hefsek. Okay, nafkamina will be, let's say I have to put up 5 mezuzahs in my house. So make a bracha on the 5 mezuzah, I put up 1 mezuzah, and I talk before I put up the second one. Is that a hefsek? Should come out based on what we're saying that it's not a hefsek. Why? Because the bracha had to be chalon. The bracha had to be chalon. Chalon one is okay. Have to do other mitzvahs, but it's not a hefsek. It's just like bedika, just like suda, just like sukkah. It's not a hefsek. It's the hefsek, and you follow what we're doing. The way we're learning the Rosh is we're learning the Rosh in a way that makes it a clear rule for all other mitzvahs. There's no machlokes the Rosh and the Taz. Everybody holds that it's a hefsek if you talk at a point where you didn't do enough for the bracha to be chal. Are those words clear? Where if you would have just done till here, you would make the bracha. If you had put up just one mezuzah, you'd make a bracha. So once you put up the mezuzah, it's not a hefsek. If you're in the middle of putting up the mezuzah, you're in the middle of knocking in the nail, it's not enough to be a key of mitzvah, then it is a hefsek. Okay, yes? So the question is, if I'm baidik one room, I'm mastic. So my bracha wasn't about to all right, it's baidik one room. Why don't I make a new bracha in the next room? But the answer is, it's just like Leisha Basoka. I made a bracha on Leisha Basoka, and I answered the full petition. Now they're bringing in the next clause. I talk. Why don't I make a new Leisha Basoka? The hefsek in the bracha. The klal, the way the Taz is saying it, the klal is that if the bracha was chal already, hefsek doesn't matter. The bracha continues, and hefsek doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter that you're a master, because the bracha will continue. I made a mitzvah on bread. Why now can I eat more bread without a bracha? I was mafsik. Because as long as the bracha had where to be chal, the bracha could continue. That's the klal, the way the Taz is setting up the klal. And we're saying the Rosh agrees to the rule. He just says, by chametz, by bedika, it's a mitzvah nitro.
And somebody doesn't have to have bread, and doesn't find chametz, doesn't have bread. So
All right, so that's a misconception that I have to make clear to everybody. When we have a minhag to put down 10 pieces of bread, that minhag has nothing to do with bracha l'chatzos. If you make a bracha b'dikas chametz, and you break your whole house and you find zero chametz, it's not a bracha l'chatzos. Because the bracha is not on finding chametz. The bracha is on searching for the chametz. The minhag of the 10 pieces of bread is al-fi arizal, the Kabbalah inyan. It has to do with finding the little pieces of the Sahara and destroying them, but it's nothing to do with the technical requirements of b'dikas chametz. And those who just walk around finding the 10 pieces are not even the kind of b'dika, because the b'dika is to search the whole house, not just the 10 pieces of bread. People know, you know, there are 10 rooms in the house, they know one room is not more than one. They find one, they go to the next room. And that's not b'dika. B'dika is you have to search without, you have to search the whole room. What I do is I make the bracha on b'dika, the little kids run right away and find all 10 pieces, and then I do b'dika for it. You know, it doesn't take very long. Anybody has a little brother, you know. You know, the rule, take back. One of them says, no, the rule is you can't go to the next room until you finish this room. That's not the mitzvah. That's done only, and I say only, we do it. We all, I think, all of us have a minhag, I'll be a reason. But it's not the taicha b'dikas.
So, you have to speak after you check one drawer
and you can't find it. So, the halakha is, if you check one drawer, even if there's no comment, you're allowed to speak out. At that drawer, I have to be a makish and a piece of a comment. Now the only thing we do that's not consistent with this is this rule. Everything we do is consistent. I'll give you an example. Let's say you make a bracha on, you make a mezainis on a piece of cake, and while you're chewing the cake, you talk before you swallow. You have to make a new bracha. The law is you have to make a new bracha. No, on the isra alone, on chewing alone, there's no chiyuv bracha. But if somebody chews something and spits it out, you don't have to make a bracha on that.
It's only on eating,
which is chewing the swallow. So even though you started eating, you put the food in your mouth, but if you speak before you swallow, the bracha has nothing to be chal on. The bracha, where's the chal? Where's the bracha? You have to make a new bracha.
What happens if you swallow the first 5 pieces?
If you swallow even the smallest amount that you could have enough from,
in the rest
is in your mouth, you swallow the smallest amount you could have enough from, then the hefsek is not a problem. Because the bracha had what to be challah. What you ate was enough that you would make a bracha just on that. So this is, it comes out we have one cloud, even though there are two sheetis in the Shulchan, there are actually 3 sheetis in the Rosh, but we have one rule. The rule is the bracha has to have what to be chal.
You shouldn't be the full drawer. You start checking the drawer.
Yeah, and now, the only kasha on this is tefillin. When we put on tefillin in the morning, we make a bracha on the yach tefillin, and then we put on the shalosh. So there's a little difference here between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Our minhag, the Ashkenazim, is that we make a bracha on the shel yad, and then we make a second bracha on the shel reish. What happens if you talk between the shel yad and the shel reish? What do you do? Let's give it a second. Answer it on me to bracha. Assuming you're sure in time for bracha. So you answer it on me. So what do you do? So on the shel reish you make 2 brachas. Then you have to make 2 brachas on the shel reish. It's a hefsek. You have to make 2 brachas on the shel reish. Both. Because Shoresh gets 2 brachas. It gets 1 bracha on the yeah, and 1 bracha on whatever reason it gets. That's my question. Rashi says. But Lamaisa, the way we know it, is that the Shoresh gets 2 brachas. This is not consistent with what we're saying. We're saying that if you made a bracha and you did something on which it's foul, Hefsek is no problem. You put on the Shoyad, you made it on the yeah. The bracha is foul. Why is hefsek a problem? No, shoyad. If the person puts, let's say a person doesn't have a shorash, he's in a place where all he has is shoyad. So you put on the shoyad with a bracha. Nobody disagrees. No, it's not my fight. What about lahaniach? So why is the hefsek a problem?
The two totally separate mitzvahs.
That's the answer. The answer is that until now we're talking with one mitzvah that you do numerous times. B'dika. You do the mitzvah in many rooms, or many homes. It's one mitzvah, that you do many times. So then, the bracha was chal, and fine, whatever you're going to do later is nichlal in that bracha. There are two separate mitzvahs. Shayad and Shalosh are two separate mitzvahs. They're not Shayad, Shalosh, and Makanzer. They're two separate mitzvahs. They're totally different mitzvahs. They both are called tefillin. They're both boxes which are black, and they're both in the same parasha. But they're two mitzvahs. Where one bracha is on two mitzvahs, so the second mitzvah needs its own bracha. The nidrash is the first mitzvah. That's why we make a separate bracha in the show.
Why isn't the first mitzvah a hefzer?
Because there's no dibur. There's no hefzer.
You have to do it right away.
You
have to be ready to do it.
You have to do it as soon as you can. So this is exactly how long it takes. The time I put on my shoyah and the time I put on
my mukhan.
No. So make a bracha on food where you can't put the whole thing in your mouth in one shot. You're also, you have to put on two. Make one yach on the tooth filling.
You can't do the first
one in
preparation.
But I need some time to be able to do it. We make a bracha al achilas matzah. It goes in the first kizayis, and it goes in a separate mitzvah to be of kairos. It goes in kairos too. You know, it'd be matzah between matzah and kairos. The matzah goes on both. We even eat the mar in between. So that's the seder of the mitzvah.
Why are we only doing
it? Why? Why should we make a second bracha if we don't have to? Without hefsek, we can make one bracha on both. They're two different mitzvahs, but the bracha is tzricha. It's the same. If somebody goes to table kavim, it's two separate kavim. Oh, they're the same. But, you know what? There's a case where somebody makes two erevs. There's a shiur and erevs. There's one wonderful habracha. You know, it's not a separate erevs. Yeah, but they're all the same mitzvah. So, it's, yeah. What? Why? Because the bracha bishlama when I'm eating in a sukkah, so the relationship of sukkah was chal on this mitzvah, and now I'm just doing the mitzvah again and again. When I say about niyach tefillin on the shalosh, I'm saying on the shalyad and on the shalosh, they're two independent things. The laniyach goes on two things. On one, it was chal already. The second is independent. If I taught before, then the bracha's not chal on that. If I'm a person who shall yah, then I have to go on that. If you're mashik, there's a difference between bracha of atzala and bracha shenzricha. It's not a bracha of atzala. The bracha is not wasted. Bracha of atzala is you say a bracha and you can't do anything. Bracha shenzricha means it's an unnecessary bracha. You could have avoided it. Right, do we have the Rosh's klal? I hope you have it. A klarkeit in the klal of hefsek and brachas. Which is the Taz's way of understanding this machlokes. And now, this is the short part of the rush. The long part of the rush, which I'm not going to learn inside, just because it would take very long. Taz is Sukkot and Gimel, and Tuf Lamed Beis Sukkot and Gimel. He says much more than I told you, but what I told you is the main Nekudah. The what's the final rule? When do you say Le? When do you say Al? So what do we have? More brachas with Al or more brachas with Le? Anybody made a
Shlomo
list,
right? Yeah, I got a message.
Not the same.
I got to
put down
one for
Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, I thought the Al is predominant. Not that much, but a little. There are very few Lids. How many Lids do we do? Well, yeah, still in. Exactly, but Sitzis. And by default, if I was still in the Sitzis, we do our Al also. Because I'm Mr. Sitzis and I'll Mr. Spillin, right? So, Shmaya Kol Shofar, Kol, Mazat Nad with Nair, Hanuk and Shabbat, 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 there should be six. The way I remember the six in the Rosh, is there are three, in the Rosh has three and three. Three that are good and three that are shari, you have ten. Okay, one second. So you'll check off the ones we talk about and check the ones we don't have. Alright, let's see. First of all, if there would be an easy answer, it wouldn't be a long rush. It's very difficult to be aimed on the aimik of Chazal and be kader bra. You have to know one thing. Brachis were kavua by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. It goes back much earlier than the Gemara. It goes back to a time when they were kaveya, each bracha of the kaved rice, not like us, we set things up, try to get an easy rule and finish. Every bracha is the kaved rice. When you make a bracha, the bracha, the Sosef explains in this Gemara, a bracha brings kedusha to a ma'aseh mitzvah. It's meishach kedusha to a ma'aseh mitzvah. It's a preparation. It's a preparation to the mitzvah. Now, each bracha was nikvah, which with kaved rosh, the bracha that's needed for the mitzvah. We are only trying to get a rule, to understand a rule. The rosh brings the machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Rival, and that's what we're going to discuss, those two sheets. The main sheet is Rabbeinu Tam, which we'll do first, and we'll see if there's time to cover the Rival today as well. Before I forget, tomorrow, the Ar HaStayed in Rav Shach and the Yeshiva at 10:45, but the plan is for them to be over in time for Shir. So they will be Shir Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. Even though the minig is that if you hear Shmuzin, you need a break and the soda machine and the, you know. But please make it up here as soon as you could. We really have to move a little bit. If the speeches go a little bit over time, so make your preparations properly. If the Shir will go a little over time tomorrow, also. Not that day for Mincha, but you know, that we should be able to cover some ground. We have to get to that chas, we just have to start moving. So I'm just giving you a fair warning for tomorrow. Now, what I wanted to, the guy that happens to be that the Rav Solomon is not a person who speaks very long usually. Hopefully. All right. The Rabbeinu Tam's rule. Now, you have to understand the oimik of the rule. It's not dumb a rule. It's a tremendous amkus in dividing mitzvahs. Now listen carefully, because there are a lot of kashas. The Rosh himself has three kashas, but maybe we have more. But listen to the rules. We divide mitzvahs into those mitzvahs which are maisa ha-mitzvah. You do the maisa and you're finished. And those mitzvahs which the Rosh calls a shihya, it takes time. I would call it a mitzvah where it's more than the maisa ha-mitzvah. It's a mitzvah ha-nimsheches. It's a mitzvah which is drawn out. For example, the three, what the Rosh is, whatever Tom's rule is, a ma'aseh mitzvah you say al, a mitzvah ha-nimsheches you say le. For example, Sfiras Ha'Emor, you say al, you do the mitzvah, you're finished. There's no hemshech to the mitzvah. You say hayoyim so and so many days, and you're done. Or al netilas lulav. You shake the lulav and you're done. It's a mitzvah which is a ma'aseh ha-mitzvah. There are fewer mitzvahs that are mitzvahs ha-nimsheches. The three examples that Rabbeinu Tam brings of a mitzvah that's drawn out is tefillin. You understand that tefillin? What's the mitzvah of tefillin? Putting on tefillin, is that the mitzvah? No. The mitzvah is wearing tefillin. Let's say a baby is born with tefillin on. He's a kind of mitzvah. A boy is bar mitzvah. He puts on tefillin before he's bar mitzvah, and he's still there to get after. He's a kayan. The mitzvah is not to put on the tefillin. The mitzvah is to be wearing the tefillin. What? So therefore, the bracha is no. What? No, I'm yachzel. I'll explain why it's low, but let me just explain the two gedarim. Like it's nachamina. Let's say you put on tefillin and you find that your sleeve is under. Ever happened to you? You put on tefillin, you realize your sleeve is under the tefillin, you pull it out. You have to undo the tefillin and put it on again. There's a tshuva that has to be. Because you don't have to. Because there's no mitzvah to put on tefillin. The mitzvah is to be wearing tefillin. And you are wearing tefillin when you, even if you pull out the sleeve afterwards. The mitzvah is to be wearing tefillin. The mitzvah is to be wearing tefillin. The main bracha on tefillin is l'shakei b'tefillin. Even though before you're married, most people make al, except for those who have a minute to have tefillin with a talis kaddish. But the main bracha is lehisati fatzitzis. The mitzvah is to be wearing tzitzis. Leishet v'sukkah. Does anybody in their right mind think the mitzvah of sukkah is stepping from outside the sukkah to inside the mitzvah of sukkah? Going in? No. The mitzvah is being in the sukkah. It's a mitzvah and nimsheches. A mitzvah and nimsheches, we make a bracha with leh. Leh, to do this. Leh implies an extended period. Al is on most mitzvahs, which are not mitzvahs, which are nimshachas. So those are the three lids which fit very well. The Rosh is troubled by three call it Liz, but three brachas we say Liz, which don't fit well. Shaifer, we say Lishma Yakel Shaifer. Ne'achanaka, we say Lahadmas Ne'achanaka. And Hallel, we say Makraya to Hallel. Those three appear to be Maisa HaMitzvah. It's true, if you light it, and someone blows it out, you're Makayim HaMitzvah. But still, the Tzuras HaMitzvah is also a Mitzvah HaNimshach. It's a Mitzvah which is drawn out. So that leaves Shver, which to? Shefer and Hallel. So on Hallel, he says two turrets, and the second paragraph of the Rush is the, to me, the most mistaken, the easiest to understand. So Hallel is really also a mitzvah of Shabbos. Why? That's a mitzvah of Hallel. Anytime you have a tzarah, and you're safe from it, you're supposed to say Hallel Kasha. It's not a mitzvah you do when you're finished. In theory, it could happen all day. A person could have a tzarah and be safe, say Hallel. Have a tzarah, say and be Hallel. It is a mitzvah of Shabbos. Really, a whole day, you have a mitzvah to thank Hashem for any tzarah that you're saved from. Now we don't go around all day doing it, because Baruch Hashem, we don't spend our whole day having tzarah for being saved. But the concept of the mitzvah is also a mitzvah and a shekh. The hardest answer is Shaifer. Shaifer is, he says, since Kiya Shaifer, the way it's set up, has a hemshach. We listen to the Shaifer, then we do it again by Shemayin Esrei, and again by the Chazor Sashat. But that's also a mitzvah HaNimshach. Nimshach with all the brachas. He calls Shaifer for that reason a mitzvah HaNimshach. If you have problems, it's not a true mitzvah HaNimshach, it's similar to a mitzvah HaNimshach. What can I tell you? That, you know, that's the, what? It's not a true mitzvah HaNimshach, because it's not, the mitzvah is not to be in a state of listening to Shaifer. This is to do it and finish. It happens to take a long period of time. So the deacon can also take a long period of time. If you have a big house, it also takes a long period of time. The point isn't how much time it takes. The point is the tzura of the mitzvah. But okay, look, why should I tell you why I have a problem with this? Again, this. That covers six lebrachis, right? Six. The three easy ones, sukkah, tilman, and sittis. The three harder ones, lahadlik, which is Tychanuk and Shabbos, and Shaifer and
Shabbos.
What? Shabbos also the mitzvah is to have light on Shabbos. Not the mitzvah is not lighting it. The mitzvah is to have light. Alright, so we have six lib brachas that are explained. Okay, Shlomo, you had more of these?
What else?
Okay. Okay, Lach Nisai. Okay, Lach Nisai fits in so beautifully according to the Ragachava, the Tzotas Paneach, I spoke at yesterday. The Tzotas Paneach said, why do we make two brachas on Mila? He said, the first one is on the Chitach. So the first one, the Chitach, is finished. You do it and you're done with it. You make out. The Ragachava said, what is the second thing? The mitzvah to have the Eis HaBris on your body. It's beautiful. You make lit, because it's a mitzvah on the Shechet. A person constantly has the Eis HaBris on him. So it fits in very nicely. What else? Shabbos and Chanukah, same thing. Lasek the Divrei Torah, and Lahafresh Challah happens to be the Rabbeinu Tam Shiti. You say Al Hafreshes Truma or Al Hafreshes Challah. The Rosh says, so it's very good. The we make a bracha Al Kriyas Megillah. It's also a mitzvah that you do when you're done with. That happens to be, it takes time. So you do it once and you're finished. There's no hemshah to it. However long you take, the deacon could also take time. But it's a mitzvah ha-mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah to be in the state of listening to a Megillah. It's a mitzvah to listen to the Megillah, to lay in the Megillah, and you're finished. So it's like Sfiras Ha'emir. Just Sfiras Ha'emir is short, and Megillah is long. But it's not a mitzvah of shechet in the concept that that it's something you continue and continue and continue to do.
Not looking at the Rosh.
Okay. Why?
Well, we just
look at
the Rosh
because
that's one mitzvah
and it continues the whole thing. What's one mitzvah?
But that's
the key thing.
It continues
and
continues
the entire night. And
every
stop that
I'm
going to
have
to do. But in each room, you have mitzvah to be vayedic every room. But the mitzvah is a
matzah mitzvah.
You would give me a cut, but we don't. Just like if you put up five mitzvahs, you don't make five brachas. It's about shei tzrichas.
How respect is it from Kriyas
Megillah? How is shayfa different than Kriyas Megillah? Shayfa is the problem, not Kriyas Megillah.
No,
Kriyas Megillah is not a problem. You listen to the Megillah. Why is shayfa? Why is shayfa any different? Shayfa is the problem. What he says with shayfa is because the mitzvah of shayfa is really to listen to the shayfa. The rabbanon of shayfa is to integrate it into the brachas. That integration he sees as a hemshah. I tell you the truth, I talk, I don't see that it fits cleanly. Maybe I'm missing a little bit of explanation in it.
I have no evidence
that more kailas. The more kailas over, up to 100 is the drabana. Over 100 is no, there's no key in this into more. Not only that, it's really awesome. The person who heard 100 kailas is not allowed, it's the isser to blow shayfa, unless he's blowing to someone who isn't here. But once a person heard 100 kailas, it's the isser to blow astra. Extra cutters. Not for nothing. Obvious dying is easy. You do it, you finish. You see, that's not the mitzvah. That's the other person who already washes. He just finished dochen. Now he wants to eat bread. He doesn't make al netilas yadayim. If it's that's hard, he's still without washing. The mitzvah of al netila is the mitzvah of washing. And that washing is the ma'aseh mitzvah. You don't need to wash, you don't wash. But the mitzvah is the ma'aseh mitzvah. So this is Rabbeinu Tam's shita. And it's the clearer of the two guidelines. The revived guideline, which is the second shita, is based on the Lashon HaGemara. The revived guideline is, any mitzvah you could do to a shliach, you say, ow. Any mitzvah you cannot do with a shliach, you say lo. That's the guideline of the Riva. The Riva has, if you go through the list, he has four problems that he answers. The nafkaminis lamaisa, what? Yes, somebody else could somebody else could wash my hands for me. Somebody else could put the water on my hands. So, okay, one second, I'll get it. So let me just say, the nafkaminis between Rabbeinu Tam and the Riva Lahalacha are matzah and mara. According, you make alachilas matzah or lechel matzah. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, which is the way we paskin, you make alachilas matzah. There's no shia, you just do it, you finish. According to the Riva, it's a mitzvah shi'iyah sha'ideh shliach, so you make lo. Second afkamina is mezuzah. Mezuzah, putting up a mezuzah, according to Rabbeinu Tam, which is the way we're laying, you say likvaya mezuzah. And that's because it's a mitzvah as a shia sazman. And according to the Riva, you say al mitzvah mezuzah. Because like him, it's a mitzvah shashay deshliyah, you say al. Those are the two. Clear nafkaminas between one. The Rush says the nafkamina maser mara, and Kabbalah Sanal is the nafkamina mezuzah. Those are the nafkaminas between the sheikhs. Like upon him, we walk away with the with this cloud in this. Okay, we did not finish Eivalas Yasa. We'll do tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm getting down to Nishmas Adam on the bottom. That's the bottom line.